That was the national anthem of Pakistan. And today we have with us the prominent Pakistani human rights activist, political analyst, and journalist, Mr. Basim Naveed. Today, we want to welcome him in our show, Road to Pakistan.
Okay.
We will discuss in this show different aspects of a dysfunctional state, Pakistan. How it becomes dysfunctional, how it becomes an Islamic state, and how the people over there are suffering due to the dysfunctional character of the state. And Mr. Naveed will bring out different issues. In this show, especially, we will look into the issues of Ahmadiyyas, and in next show, we will go on to the issues of Shia community, and in future, we hope to focus on the issues of honor killing. So, Mr. Naveed, how
yes.
Pakistan become a Islamic republic?
Yes, it has become quickly after its creation, because that Jinnah has said in his speech on 11th August 1947, just 3 days before the creation of Pakistan, and he has made some outline of the state by saying that every sect, every religious community has the right to perform their religious duties, and no one can force them to change their religious identification. But this time, the religious forces who were against the creation of Pakistan, they saw that there is a very vast gap between the people and the leadership of the Pakistan movement, including the Jinnah, because the Jinnah was also not clear about the situation or the objective things in the Pakistan. For example, he went to Dhaka and said that Urdu would be the national language. He was not knowing the meaning of the nationalities or nation, and he imposed that language by saying that Urdu would be the national language.
What was the reason then?
Because he was not knowing the objective situation of the country, or he was not having any analysis of this. He was just in that mood that he has created a Pakistan, a country. So now he will just through the state he can impose some things. So what was the wrong thing is that Bengalis and other nationalities, they were agitating that they have their own language, and Urdu was not the nation at all. There is no nation in Pakistan which can call as the Urdu. So how it suddenly became the national language? So that has created a hatred among the people, among the federating units,
mm-hmm.
that a very tiny minority that who were speaking Urdu and they migrated from India, so they have been imposed on the state, because Jinnah was not knowing the objective things. So this, when these religious groups, those who were against the Pakistan, and some of them were infiltrated in the Pakistan Muslim League by those groups, so they thought that there is a vast gap between the objective situation in the country, real situation in the country, and the leadership. So they started penetrating. So there was one Muslim leader of that time, Maulana Shabbir Usmani. He was very active in imposing the Islamic thing. So he made a resolution which was called as objective resolution, and he has presented before the Jinnah, and Jinnah has thrown it out of his office, that resolution, and he said that we don't want to have a theocratic state. But Jinnah was died, you know, quickly. So in 1949, then these Muslim groups and Usmani, and then there we were having Prime Minister Liaquat Ali Khan, who was the right hand of Jinnah, and he was also elected from the Indian constituency, not from Pakistan.
Oh.
So this gap, that whole leadership of Pakistan was that, excluding some Bengali leadership, they were not the part of this Pakistan. They were elected or they were legislators in India. So they were not knowing what is the situation. So this has given, this situation has given the Muslim fundamentalists so easily to jump on the state and change the policies. So in 1949, Liaquat Ali Khan, the first Prime Minister, has made this Pakistan resolution pass through the assembly. This was approved. And in that resolution, it was written that Pakistan state religion would be Islam. So within no time of 11 August 1947 to 49, that Pakistan turned into a theocratic state. So when the other Muslim groups who were also, who came to, from India, so when they saw, so there is a very strong competition has started between them. There were many sects and they saw that, okay, this Pakistan, this would be very good laboratory for our experiments. So they all people were just trying and trying, and among them was the very clever and very man, religious man, that was the Maulana Abul Ala Maududi, who when saw this thing, so he has started a non-issue against the Ahmadis, saying that these Ahmadis are not the Muslims.
Why? What was the reason?
It was the reason that Muslim fundamentalists or the Muslim groups wanted to dominate the state and turn the state into a theocratic state. And they were succeeded in doing that. That Ahmadis were later on became the minority through the constitution. Now look at that. And constitution has also forwarded that the Pakistan religion would be Islam. A theocratic state was made in the constitution of Pakistan, which was a unanimous constitution and which was made by the secular forces. In that 1973, when Bangladesh was liberated and has came into existence, so after that, when we have that our part, so quickly it was the assembly was dominated by the secular forces mostly. So even then they saw that this is the best time to suppress this people, and they should be divided in the name of religion. So this constitution has been developed and made an amendment quickly after passing the constitution. An amendment was introduced that was that Ahmadis or Qadianis would be the religious minority group and they cannot perform their duties. Later on Ziaul Haq changed this whole process and made that they cannot have their mosque, they cannot write the kalma and other things.
Many people claim that Pakistan become a graveyard for the Ahmadis. In last 25 years, more than 1,000 people were victim of blasphemy law. Mm-hmm. And many of them were Sunnis, Shia, Ahmadis, and Christian and Hindus. A prominent Christian bishop suicided in protest of that. Two prominent persons, one was the former minister of minorities, and he and another person who
supported the governor, and he was very good man, and he came in support of one lady, Asia Bibi, mm-hmm. who was falsely implicated in the blasphemy law, because only that mosque leaders, they said that we declare her as the infidel and she is a blasphemy accused lady.
You have investigated, you have presented many cases of human rights violation against Ahmadi people in last years, and since 1998 you are observing the situation of Ahmadi people in Pakistan. So what is the situation of Ahmadi people?
No, but we Ahmadi people cannot perform their religious duties openly. This is the first thing. And they cannot have their mosque with the name of mosque. They can say that this is their prayers place, and they cannot declare their places as the mosque. They cannot have the kalma or anything, or they cannot impersonate themselves as the Muslim. So these are the laws, and that really they are persecuted by the religious groups, and state always supporting or appeasing the religious groups.
So,
this is not the question of only for Ahmadis, even for different Muslim sects, and they have been continuously fighting among themselves, and then they declare each other as the kafir or infidel, and like Shias. Shias are always declared by these Muslim groups as the infidel or kafir, and they have been killed by these groups.
Any recent incident that you want to mention?
The recent, there are many recent incidents, like in Balochistan there is Kharotabad. And there the people from one Shia tribe, and that tribe calls as Hazara, when these people were going to visit the shrines in Iran, they usually every year they go there. So they were dragged out of from bus, and then they were made in a queue, and they were shot dead quickly.
What about the Ahmadi people?
Yes, Ahmadi people, that in last year their two mosques were blasted.
Where?
In Lahore, and around 104 people were killed in those, because it was a Friday congregation and people were there. So they killed that one, and they also were very easy for them to escape from there. One or two persons were, say it is said, arrested, but there is no...
You have placed all these things to UN, on a different special rapporteur.
Yes.
So what UN is saying on that?
No, they are doing their job, they are writing to the government, they are asking what is going on, they are making their reports, they are mentioning all these things that is going over there. But until and unless the state cannot take a position, a strong position, and ban these all organizations.
Which organizations?
Militant organizations.
Some
name is like one banned organization is Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. Mm-hmm. It says that we will kill the Shiites. One is the Jamaat-ud-Dawah. Of that famous Maulvi Saeed, he always say that we will kill the Ahmadis, and no problem with them. And there are some Sunni groups, Sunni Jamaats and other groups, those who have that turban green color or that, they always go for killing the Ahmadis. And now this situation has reached up to that point that those students who are studying in schools or professional colleges, they are being debarred or they are being rusticated on the charges only that they are the Ahmadis.
Even there was a case in the year 2010 that an Ahmadi man died. He was not allowed to buried in the graveyard.
Mm.
So.
There are many cases when the graves were excavated and that exhumed, and then bodies were taken out, the Ahmadi's bodies were taken out, and they were thrown out of the graveyard, saying that this graveyard is for Muslims and not for non-Muslims. And the police and law enforcement authorities were just supporting those perpetrators.
So, this status of this position of Pakistani government, and what is the international law and human rights standard is saying about what are the
Is very, very common thing, and everybody knows that UN and ICCPR always say for respect of the religious feelings and religious groups, and there should be no force should be applied to convert them or killing them. Those are the very common thing. And there is a special report here on religious minorities or religious these things. But who observes that one?
Pakistan, so, what should be the way out?
Only way out is that there should be strong legislation, and what the legislators are doing, they should come out. Why they, for example, Governor Tasir was assassinated by a policeman who was in his security team, and that man has become the hero in Pakistan. And now a just retired Chief Justice of one High Court, Punjab High Court. Now see that how these religious hatred is inside the judiciary. That Chief Justice is now, has become now the lawyer of the that assassinator, that killer. And because that, and he, the Chief Justice, former Chief Justice is saying that he, whatever he did, it is good because it is according to Islam. Now if anybody is taking law into their hand, in his hand, so that is quite well in before the Islam.
So what is your comment on Federal Sharia Court?
Sharia Court is the most what you say is the perpetuator of hatred feelings, because it never allows, it only goes for the fundamentalist thought. And whenever there is any such decision which is like to provide relief to the religious minorities, so the Sharia Court comes in between and says that no, this is against the fundamentalist teachings of the Islam.
So here we are, that a state called themselves an Islamic Republic, and they're using religion for the fundamentalism. For me, I see that this government, whoever in the government in last one or two decades, they are using the name of a religion, that is Islam, and that become a profit making system, because they are using the name of Islam, and these things they are what they imposed in the constitution, as per Article 2 of the Pakistani constitution, it is not for the profit of the people, but it is for the profit making of the leaders. So they are using this, they want to protect themselves by using the name of Islam. So they are making profit, because they are finding out another opposition, and that is Ahmadiyyas, that is Shias and other religious minorities. When these people are fighting among themselves, these people are doing corruption, these people are making business. So how to come out of this position of Islamic Republic?
So that how to come out is actually the answer lies with the people, that the forces, the masses, they have to look into that. But whenever the actually we have military governments all the time. So military governments have amended these things. So Constitution or Article 2 was actually made the part of the Constitution by our one dictator, military dictator Ziaullah, who has enforced the objective resolution into the Constitution. He has made that objective resolution as the part of the Constitution. And now for the coming government, it is very difficult to change that one, because then they will face the strong opposition from the religious groups. And when a strong opposition from religious group, it means that also from the army, because army has made that, military dictators have made that, so military have made that one purposely to divide the society, and state should not, state should be the theocratic state. So for civilian governments, it is very difficult to change that one. Otherwise, army will again take over. So army and mullah, we call mullah military alliance. So this is that mullah military alliance which always remain intact.
The message what we are getting from Pakistan, especially the Pakistan government's attitude towards the non-Muslims, it's a message towards the other Islamic countries like Indonesia or Bangladesh, who calls themselves as a secular country, although it's not a secular country. So we see the same situation. They are spreading this message to the Indonesia, where Ahmadiyya people were killed, to Bangladesh, where the Ahmadiyyas are persecuted and persecuted in the court. So what is the role of the Supreme Court in Pakistan?
No, the first thing, look into that. Wherever there were military governments or dictatorship or monarchy, you will find all these things. Jakarta, Indonesia remained 35 years under the military government, military ruler. So these were actually perpetuated in the society, and that religious feelings are so strong that ordinary people blindly believe on that, that this is not the Islamic or something else, and they believe that they should be killed. So these all things, like in your Bangladesh, so it remains always under the military government.
Yes.
So this time your government, Hasina Wajid, has banned some religious groups from the taking part in elections.
Yes.
That is there, and at least we can say that, I don't know what is the position in your country, but at least we can say that this is a very positive step, that religious groups should be stopped at some place.
Why?
Because they actually dominate and they actually dictate the state, that this is Islam, this is not Islam, and behind them is the military. This whole thing you can find in all Islamic countries where there is no democracy.
So do you want to say that Islam or any other religion should not be the part of a government system?
Yes. How
whatever the religion is.
Government means that government for all the people, not government for some particular linguistic group or some particular religious groups. Government means government for all the people. So this, the all problems of Pakistan is because that Pakistan has become the Islamic state.
So in since 1998, you have have chance to observe many cases, well documented cases on Ahmadiyyans. So what was the result?
No, that still continued. Killing and persecution are still continued, and nobody can change, because that state is represented by the local police. So police is also in hand with the attackers or with the religious groups, and police always say that we don't want to involve into that, because now the religious groups have very strong base through the seminaries or madrasas.
Mm-hmm.
Madrasas that is now have become a very strong militant group for them. Whenever there is something, they just bring the boys on the roads and students on the road, and policemen, police say always that we don't want to. And police also want that this situation should remain.
So do you think the Pakistan become a Islamic dictator, Islamic dictatorships?
No, whatever the terminology you want to use, that terminology will not serve in any way. Only thing is that state is patronizing this religion hatred, religious hatred, and state is responsible for the killings of religious minority groups.
Do you think the government is against, war against its own people? Government is pretending a war because we see US intervention in different countries. Here we see Pakistani government is in war against the Ahmadiyyas in Pakistan, Ahmadiyyas, Shia and other religious minorities.
Actually, we have to define the government and the state.
Mm-hmm.
The government, for example, the elected people are in the government. So we cannot blame them. But in that extent, we can blame that why they are not making such strong legislations against this this fundamentalism or killing of the minorities, why they are not making that. And but actually state is, in Pakistan, the state is dominated by military, mullah and civil bureaucracy.
Thank you, Mr. Naveed. Next week we will come on the issues of Shia people in Pakistan.